The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. The United Nations General Assembly will hold a plenary session on the first of 2 days dedicated to considering the draft resolution that calls for the end of the United States blockade against Cuba. Over 50 speakers will hold speeches this Wednesday for the 31st time in order to analyze the impact of the blockade imposed on Cuba, which is considered the main obstacle to its development. The proposal prepared pursuant to General Assembly Resolution 77-7 and entitled Necessity of Ending the Blockade Imposed by the United States of America against Cuba will be voted on by UN member states on Thursday. The project was presented in October by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, and estimates the damage caused by the blockade between March 1, 2022 and February 28, 2023, in the order of $4,867 million. The U.S. policy towards Cuba confirmed the inertia and immobility of the current government of President Joe Biden to promote real progress in bilateral relations between Cuba and the United States. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador thanked the government and people of Cuba for sending doctors to support the health emergency in Acapulco due to Hurricane Otis. At his morning press conference at the National Palace, he addressed the issue in response to one of the journalists' questions about the health situation in the areas affected by the powerful hurricane, which devastated the port city and the coast. The head of state noted that Cuba sent 35 physicians to support them, in addition to offering doctors from the brigades working in Mexico as part of the Bienestar Plan. It was reported that a large caravan with health brigades and tons of supplies from Mexico City arrived in Acapulco on Tuesday to reinforce the care of the victims of Hurricane Otis. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the judo and tennis players of the Caribbean country who won gold medals at the Santiago 2023 Pan American Games. With the 4 gold medals obtained the day before, Cuba summed up 11 in the Pan American Games to reaffirm its 6th place by countries in the general medal list. The inhumane blockade imposed by the United States prevents Cuba from accessing the financial resources necessary for acquiring fuels to generate electricity, Cuban First Deputy Minister of Energy and Mines, Argelio Bud, said in New Delhi. Speaking to Prensa Latina regarding Cuba's participation in the 6th session of the General Assembly of the International Solar Alliance, which winds up in India this Wednesday, the First Deputy Minister denounced that this consequence of the U.S. illegal policy affects the population. Abbott stressed that, despite the economic, commercial, and financial siege, the Cuban government is working to eliminate the dependence on fossil fuels by using renewable energy. Since March 2018, Cuba, as a full ISA member, has been working to implement projects based on these national goals, the official said. Ecuadorian historian Juan Paz y Miño denounced the impact and extraterritoriality of the blockade of the United States against Cuba, an authoritarian policy which imperialism uses to try to impose itself. During a talk held on Tuesday night in Quito, Miño recounted how the blockade against Cuba is a continuation of the Monroe Doctrine articulated in 1823, and which dictated America for Americans. 2 centuries later, the expression is part of Washington's foreign policy, the academic said during his speech at the meeting, which was organized by the Ecuadorian coordinator of the movement of friendship and solidarity with Cuba. For his part, the Cuban ambassador to Ecuador, Basilio Gutierrez, emphasized that the economic war against Cuba is unjustified and reiterated that the blockade is the main obstacle to the development of his country. And the international agenda, we have that. Bolivia's Minister of the Presidency, Marianela Prada, confirmed the interruption of diplomatic relations with Israel due to crimes against humanity committed against the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip. In the framework of its pro-life principle position, the official statement was sent to the State of Israel, communicating their decision as the plurinational state of Bolivia to break diplomatic relations with Israel. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Freddy Mamani, accompanied Nela Prada in announcing Bolivia's decision on the 13th floor of the Casa Grande del Pueblo, that is, the government headquarters. Prada announced for his part the sending of humanitarian aid for the population systematically exterminated for 75 years by Israeli government. Ignacio Lula da Silva signed a decree that will increase the so-called tax on industrialized products that will affect the sales of firearms and ammunition in Brazil. The industrialized products rate will go from 29.25% to 55% and will determine the increase in the tax that affects the marketing of revolvers, pistols, shotguns, hunting or target shooting rifles, pepper spray, and cartridges. The measure will take effect only from the first quarter of 2024. Lula previously determined a decrease in the number of weapons that can be acquired by civilians, including hunters, shooters, and collectors, with the objective of reducing the amount of weapons and ammunition that civilians can access for personal defense. The decree prohibits carrying weapons and ammunition, restricts the operation of shooting clubs, and resumes rules of distinction between weapons used by security agencies and by ordinary citizens. The former administration issued more than 40 decrees to facilitate the acquisition of weapons by the civilian population. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.